哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠时常与我们众人同在。
May the grace of God be among us always.
这是我们第三个星期用网路来聚会。
This is our third week of online service.
我们求主耶稣纪念我们每一位在不方便当中仍然努力愿意守道聚会认识主的弟兄姐妹。
May God remember all those brothers and sisters who in the times of difficulty still try their very best to observe Sabbath and attend service.
在这个星期五的晚上，我们一起来看一段圣经，做彼此的学习。
Tonight, as our Friday night service, we will study a passage as our mutual encouragement.
我们请一起翻到马太福音的15章。
Let's all turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 15.
马太福音15章的21节。
Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21.
15章21节。
Chapter 15, verse 21.
耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。有一个迦南的妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。23节。
23.
耶稣却一言不答，门徒进前来求他说：这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她去吧。24.
24.
耶稣说：我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。那妇人来拜他说：主啊，帮助我。26节。
26.
他回答说：不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。27节。
27.
妇人说：主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。28节。
28.
耶稣说：妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那时候他女儿就好了。阿们。这里我们知道耶稣在世的时候行了很多的神迹。
We know that Jesus Christ performed many miracles while he was on earth.
他医治瞎眼的，使他们能够看见。
He has cured the blind.
帮助那个瘸腿的，使他们能够行走。
Heal the cripple so they may walk.
医治那个大麻风的，使他们能够得到洁净。
And to clean the leprous.
甚至叫那个死掉的人都能够活都能够活起来。
Even call those who are dead to be resurrected.
我们看到主耶稣他行了许许多多的神迹。
We have seen how Jesus Christ performed many miracles.
而在这众多的神迹当中，主耶稣用的方法也都不同。
And among all these miracles, every time Jesus Christ performed it in a different manner.
有时候主耶稣只说了一句话。
Sometimes he would simply just speak a sentence.
用一句话就医好了那个需要的人。
With a word, he has healed those who are in need.
让我们看见他的权柄。
So we can see Jesus Christ's authority.
有时候主耶稣会表现他温柔的一面。
Sometimes Jesus Christ will portray his merciful side.
像那个没有人喜欢、没有人爱的大麻风，他就伸手摸他。
He will touch and heal those who have leprosy.
让我们看到耶稣基督的慈爱。
So we see his mercy.
也有对那个没有办法行走的人，主耶稣伸手拉起他来。
And for those who are unable to walk, Jesus Christ stretched out his hand to lift them up.
让我们看到主耶稣的关心。
We see how he cared for his people.
所以在这众多的神迹当中，主耶稣用不同的方法来医治世界上那需要的、那病痛的。
And in all these miracles, what we had witnessed is how he cares for those who are in need and those who are in illness.
都再再的让我们看见主耶稣的慈悲跟怜悯。
And once again, we have witnessed his mercy and his grace.
所以我们看到主耶稣医治人的方法都有不同。
And we see how the different methods he uses to heal
但是它中间的精神都是一样。
But that value and spirituality is the same.
就是怜悯那如同没有牧人的羊群。
And that is to shepherd those who are the sheep without a shepherd.
那我们今天在侍奉神，在教会当中做在教会当中服事。
And today, as workers of God, and we serve in church.
我们也要认识到说，这个神的旨意，神的计划。它是有各种不一样的方法。
We must also come to understand that God's plan and method varies.
人最怕的就是抓住过去的经验。
What is most frightening is that one grasps on to his past experience.
然后就觉得神一定要照一样的方法来成全。
And they will firmly believe that God will use always the same method.
因为过去怎么样可以，所以我们永远只能做一样的方法。
However, it worked in the past, now we can only use the same method.
那是人用自己的不足来限制了神的能力。
And this is that humans use our limit to restrict God's unlimited.
所以神能够用人所想象不到的方法来成全他的旨意。
Man can use different ways to fulfill the will of God.
神可以用不同的方法来成全他的旨意。
God can use different methods to fulfill his will.
那我们的责任就是看清楚神的旨意，然后配合神的作为。
But our duties is to see God's will and to cooperate with God.
但是在这众多的神迹当中，
And among those many miracles,
在这里我们所念的却是一个非常非常不一样的神迹。
Here what we just read is a very different miracle that God Jesus Christ performed.
不能明白，不能了解为什么我们慈爱的耶稣是这个样子。
Many people do not understand how come Jesus Christ spoke like this.
那我们就今天晚上用这一段来做彼此学习的内容。
And therefore tonight we will use this passage as our mutual encouragement.
它的故事其实非常简单。
The storyline is quite simple here.
有一个迦南妇人，一个外邦人。
Here states a woman of Canaan, which is a Gentile.
她来寻找耶稣。
Came to look after Lord Jesus Christ.
因为她的女儿被鬼附着，非常可怜。
And because her daughter was severely demon possessed.
所以作为母亲的非常痛苦难过。
And as a mother, she was greatly stressed and saddened by this.
她就来找耶稣帮忙。
And so she came to Jesus.
她知道耶稣有能力帮她。
She knows that Jesus Christ has the ability to help her.
她也需要耶稣来帮助她。
And she also needs it, Jesus to help her.
但是当她来到耶稣这里。
But when she came to Jesus Christ,
却没有想到耶稣竟然不理她。
Unknowingly, Jesus Christ neglected her.
即使她跑到耶稣的脚前。
Even though she kneeled right before the Lord,
她求耶稣帮她，求耶稣救她。
She begged Jesus to help her and to heal her daughter.
但是耶稣却仍然不愿意。
But Jesus Christ insisted on not helping her.
这是一个很奇怪的事情。
This is quite strange.
因为我们知道我们的救主是有慈悲有怜悯的神。
We know that our Savior is a merciful and graceful Father.
那为什么会有这样子的记载呢？
So why does the Bible record such an incident?
这里面到底要告诉我们什么？
What is this passage trying to tell us?
在这个短短的神迹的记录里面。
In this short recording,
这个妇人她说了三句话。
This woman spoke three phrases.
而这三句话改变了她的人生，改变了她女儿的命运。
And these three sayings that she spoke changed her life and also the destiny of her daughter.
我们也希望今天有主耶稣能够帮助我们来引导我们的脚步。
Likewise, today we hope that Lord Jesus can guide and instruct us in our path.
我们在苦难当中祷告，希望他能够垂听我们的祈求。
And in our distress, we hope that he will heed to our prayer.
啊，我们就来看看这个妇人的祷告。
So now let us see the prayer of this woman of Canaan.
我们看二十二节。
Verse 22.
他说有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我吧、啊、在这里我们看到这个迦南妇人从推罗西顿出来
We see here that the women of Canaan came from Tyre and Sidon
那其实推罗跟西顿是很不好的地方
And this, Tyre and Sidon are both very bad places、
啊、也是神所不喜悦的、啊、这个偶像崇拜远离信仰 的地方
And this is due because they worship idols there and they have departed from their faith.、
啊、但是在这个地方却有一个外邦的女子她却深深地认识耶稣。
But out of this region, there is a woman who knows Lord Jesus.、
啊、她可以选择跟她身旁的人一样。
She could have chosen to be like those around her.
有事就去拜偶像去求神问佛。
Every time when they have problems, they will go and seek after their idols.
因为身旁的人都是这个样子。
Because everyone in that region seemed to be doing so.
因为大环境就是如此。
Because that is what is going on in that big environment.
推罗西顿是一个没有信仰，只重视财富的国家。
And Tyre and Sidon are countries that do not put emphasis on their faith, but only on wealth.
也是被认为那没有信心的地方。
It is also a region that is considered without faith.、
啊、但是我们如果看马可福音的第七章
If we turn to the book of Matthew chapter,、Mark chapter 7,
我们看马可福音七章的二十五节。
Mark chapter 7, verse 25.
二十五节。
25.
这里说当下有一个妇人她的小女儿被巫鬼附着听见耶稣的事就来俯伏在她的脚前、啊啊、在这里我们看到相同的记载
Here we see the same recording
但是这里说这个妇人她听见了耶稣的事
And here says that the woman heard about him
因为有听见，所以就认识耶稣。
And because she had heard about him, therefore she knows about him.
因为认识了耶稣，所以在苦难中就要紧紧抓住这个救主。
And because she knows about Lord Jesus, and therefore in her troubled times, she will hold tightly onto Lord Jesus.
所以她是从听见到知道，知道到认识，认识到把他的信心活出来。
And so she started off by hearing and then knowing, and from knowing, she went on to grasping on and then living out her faith.
在那个年代，听过耶稣的人很多。
In that time and age, many people heard about Lord Jesus.
但是有些人却是听过了就忘记了，与他没有关系。
But many of them, after they hear it, they will forget about it and have nothing to do with what they heard.
有些人来看了，觉得这不是他想要的，就转身离开。
Some people will come and check it out, but afterwards they will just leave.
有些人虽然来跟从了，但是却没有办法跟主到底。
Some people came to follow, unfortunately, they were unable to follow till the end.
我已知道耶稣或听过耶稣从来都不是够的。
And therefore, just hearing about Lord Jesus or knowing about him is never enough.
这个妇人如果只是纯粹的听过耶稣
If this woman only simply heard about him,、
哦、有一个耶稣、哦、他是希伯来人、哦、他是个先知他讲话很有道理。
If she only heard that there is someone named Jesus, he's a Hebrew, he is a prophet, and whatever he says seems to be very logical.
哦，那很好啊，但是跟我这个迦南人有什么关系？
That sounds all very good, but what does that have to do with me?
啊，但是这个妇人是从听见 就把他放到自己的心中。
But this Canaanite woman heard about him and has placed what she heard into her heart.
而且从听见到认识，认识到相信主能够帮他。
And from hearing to knowing and then believing that Lord Jesus Christ can help her.
那所以当他来到耶稣的面前，
So when she came before Lord Jesus Christ,
你看他所喊出来的内容是什么？
We observe what she cries out.
她喊说，主啊，大卫的子孙。
She said, O Lord, son of David.
她没有讲说，耶稣啊，耶稣啊，你帮帮我吧。
She did not say, Lord Jesus, please help me.
她没有讲说，耶稣啊，木匠的儿子，你解决我的问题吧。
Nor she did she say that Jesus, the son of a carpenter, please solve my problems.
他所说的是主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
She said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David."
所以今天一个人要能够真正看见神，跟看见跟体验神的能力。
So for someone today to truly see and experience the power of God.
你不能只有停留在说有啊，我有听过有一个叫耶稣啊。
You cannot simply dwell on the stage of hearing it.
你不能只有留在说有啊，我有去教会啊，教会不错啊，人都蛮好。
You cannot simply dwell on the stage of, yes, I went to church and everyone in church seems pretty nice.
因为虽然每个人都来到教会，不见得每一个人都在神的面前。
Even though we all go to church, but that may not necessarily mean we all stand before God.
因为有的人是只有听见，而且只停留在听见而已。
Because there's some that only simply have heard and dwell in that stage.
所以我们不能只有听见。
So simply just hearing it is not enough.
要听见他的事迹，然后认识他是大卫的子孙。
We must hear about his doings and learn that he is the son of David.
然后呢，然后把你的问题带到他的面前，相信他有能力解决你的问题。
And then present your problem before God and believe that he has the ability to solve your problem.
说这才是真正信仰上信心的表现。
And this then will truly be the action that we take on our faith.
当他来到耶稣面前，他喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙。
When he came before Lord Jesus Christ and he said, O Lord, son of David.
他说，可怜可怜我吧。
She said, have mercy on me.
这个妇人有很可怜吗？
Is he quite pitiful?
这病，她并没有生病。
She herself is not ill.
她也没有缺乏。
And nor does she have any lacks.
但是这里讲说，我的女儿甚是痛苦啊。
But she continued on to say, my daughter is severely demon-possessed.
所以在这里我们看到这个妇人，她的对她孩子的爱。
Here we see the love that she has for her child.
而因为她的孩子受苦，她感同身受，她也一样的痛苦。
And because she feels for her daughter and understands the pains that she is going through.
她知道自己可怜。
Therefore, she knows that she is pitiful.
人为什么可怜呢？
Why are we pitiful?
其实人可怜就是因为人改变不了人改变不了所面对的现实。
We are pitiful because we have no ability to change our circumstance.
所以弯曲的不能变直。
And so what is crooked cannot be straightened.
那个缺少的也不能补足。
What is lacking cannot be filled.
生命当中有缺乏，但是却不能够弥补。
And we have needs in our life, yet we are unable to fulfill it.
因为人没有办法回到过去改变已经发生的事实。
Because as humans, we are unable to go back to the past and change what has taken place.
所以啊，人很苦，为什么苦？因为改变不了。
And so our life is bitter. Why is it bitter? Because we can't change things.
所以这个妇人她知道自己很苦。
And likewise for this woman, she knows that she is very pitiful.
虽然她本身没有任何的问题。
Even though she herself doesn't have any problems.
但是她所爱的女儿却活在痛苦当中。
But the daughter in which she loves lives in pain.
她很爱她的女儿。
She loves her daughter dearly.
但是看到他女儿受苦，他却什么办法都没有。
In witnessing how her daughter is suffering, she has no way of changing that reality.
所以女儿在受苦，她看得更痛苦。
And as her daughter suffers, the one witnessing all this, is even in more pain.
因为她没有办法做任何的事情。
Because she is unable to make any changes.
所以她来到耶稣面前，在耶稣面前说，我很苦，真的很苦。
And therefore this woman came before Lord Jesus Christ and told Jesus that she is indeed quite painful.
只有一个人认识到说，原来我很苦，因为我没有办法改变什么。
And knowing that she is painful because she's unable to change anything.
这个时候人才会在神面前谦卑求神帮助。
And in moments like this, that a person is able to humbly kneel before the Lord and ask for the Lord to help.
就像我们现在所面对的这个从来没有想过也没有预料过的这么严重的一个疫情。
For example, like how the situation that we're all currently in, we never imagined that we'll ever live in a day with such a great pandemic.
其实在过去的两个月当中，我们可以看到许多人一直在改变。
In the past 2 months, we have seen many people continuously go through changes.
因为一开始没有把这个当一回事。
In the beginning, they may not have treated seriously.
我们有最好的科技，最好的医学，最好的设备，最好的医生，最好的护士。
We have the best technology, the best medical devices, the best doctors.
有什么是我们解决不了的问题呢？
Is there anything that we cannot solve?
但是随着时间的渐渐过去，
But as time progresses,
当人发现他所依靠、所仰赖的所有的科技跟财富都救不了这个状况。
And as men start to realize that all the wealth and all the technologies that they own cannot resolve this current issue,
才会开始想到要谦卑。
Then they will start to humble themselves down.
才会出现一个全国祷告日，恳求天上大能的神救救我们。
And this is when we have the National Prayer Day in which they all cry out to God to help us all.
那在两个月以前，三个月以前，有人会想到需要跟天上的神祷告吗？
Just 2-3 months ago, would anyone have thought that they need to kneel down to God and pray?
我们国家这么强盛，我们的军力这么强大，我们的科技这么进步，我靠自己就能解决所有的问题。
We live in such a great nation with so much advances, and with ourselves and our abilities, we can resolve our own issues.
我觉得在这两个月真的是让每一个人低头谦卑的时候。
But this past 2 months had simply humbled all and each and every one of us.
尤其是每天看着新闻。
Especially when you read the news every day.
我们发现说我们被什么东西给难倒了。
You start wondering what has really troubled us.
就是一个简简单单的口罩。
And it's simply the face mask.
这个以前那放在店里丢在路边可能都没有人在乎的。
In the past, nobody would care about a face mask. It's just laying somewhere in the corner by the store.
甚至啊，这么低端的技术我们还不想做，通通外包给国外。
And such such a technology that requires very low knowledge, we even just gave it out and to other countries to help us produce.
因为我们觉得说这个东西没有什么技术在里面。
Because it doesn't require any skills to make any mask.
但是我们今天就是被一个这么我们所看不起的、不起眼的口罩给难倒了。
But today we are actually greatly troubled because of the lack of masks.
是不是让你我今天都要低头自省一下？
So doesn't that force us to humble ourselves and reflect?
所以啊，当一个人低头才是一个人蒙恩的开始。
When someone is able to humble himself down, it's the beginning of receiving grace.
当一个人认识到自己可怜，才是见证主大能的机会。
When one realizes that he or she is pitiful, then that is the opportunity it opens up for us to witness the grace of God.
所以我们以前说过好多次。
And so in the past, we have said this many times.
以色列人为什么能够出埃及？为什么能够不再做奴隶？
Why were the Israelites able to leave Egypt and no longer be slaves?
不是因为有摩西。
Not because they have Moses.
不是因为有亚伦有米利亚。
Not because they have Aaron or Miriam.
也不是因为神降十灾或红海分开。
Not because God has sent the 10 plagues or divided the Red Sea.
它最重要的原因就是出埃及记第一章说他们觉得自己很可怜。
It's because the first chapter of the book of Exodus states that the Israelites felt they are pitiful.
说因为觉得可怜，所以就哭求神的帮助。
And because they are pitiful, and therefore they cry out for God's help.
所以神听见神，看见神下来，神就拯救他们。
So God heard them, God descended, and God saved them.
所以在这里我们看到这个妇人认识到自己生命当中的可怜。
And therefore, here we see how this woman came to recognize her own pity in her life.
她一定要抓住耶稣，因为耶稣是她唯一的盼望。
And because of that, she must grasp on to the Lord Jesus because he is her only hope.
但是我们如果看到第二十三节。
But as we continue reading to verse 23.
二十三节说，耶稣却一言不答。
Say, but he answered her not a word.
这个是我们很难去想象主耶稣会有的一个反应。
This is an unimaginable reaction of Jesus Christ.
甚至连门徒可能都看不下去了。
Even the disciples were not able to understand.
耶稣不回答，耶稣不理他，耶稣当作没看到他。
Lord Jesus, did not answer her, rejected her, ignored her.
甚至连门徒都跑过来说，主耶稣这个妇人在我们后面这样一直喊，你要不要处理一下？
Even the disciples came up and said to Lord Jesus, said, don't you want to take care of her? She is just right behind us and crying out continuously.
这里讲说耶稣一言不答。
But here says he answered her not a word.
这个是我们当然主耶稣做事有他自己的方法。
Of course, we all know that Lord Jesus, in all things that he does, he has a reason.
不需要你来教他怎么做。
He doesn't need us to teach him.
我们很多时候我们就像这个门徒一样。
Many times we're just like the disciples.
我们都觉得说，主啊，我告诉你怎么做才是对的。
We feel like, Lord, let me tell you how to handle this. This is the best way.
主啊，我告诉你这个正确的解答是什么。
Lord, let me tell you what is the right answer to this.
所以祷告里面向神祈求，我们常常一面祈求一面要求。
And therefore, in our prayer, on one hand we are requesting, and one hand we're commanding.
我需要你的帮助。
I do need your help.
但是你就这样这样这样做，我才会满意。
But do this, this, this to satisfy me.
好像自己比神聪明，比神更有智慧一样。
As if we're smarter and more knowledgeable than God.
所以这个主耶稣没有回答，门徒就跑出来了。
And without answering, the disciples decided to interfere.
然后呢，想要告诉耶稣怎么做才对。
And they urged to tell Lord Jesus what to do.
耶稣为什么一言不答？
Why did Lord Jesus not answer the woman a word?
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
但是他就是决定一言不答。
But he decided that he will not answer her.
我们也不需要用我们有限的智商不断的去揣摩，耶稣你为什么不答，帮你找个理由。
We do not need to come up with various reasons in thinking why Lord Jesus Christ did not answer.
耶稣不回答就是不回答。
He does not want to answer,Then he does not want to answer.
既然没有回答，你就耐心等候他的旨意。
And because he did not answer, we only need to patiently wait for his will.
不要以为自己比较聪明，不要想说自己方法最对。
Let us not think that we are more knowledgeable or that our ways are better.
同时这里也是给你我一个提醒。
But here it also serves us as a reminder.
说有时候我们在祷告中祈求里面会觉得好像耶稣一言不答。
Sometimes in our prayer, we will also feel that the Lord is not answering us.
说我们已经祷告很久，我们流了很多的眼泪。
We may have been praying for long, and we have shed many tears.
我们真的很用心祷告，我们真的需要他的帮助。
And we are praying earnestly, and we truly need his help.
那但是为什么你没有给我回应？为什么我看不到你帮我开路呢？
But Lord, why are you not answering us? Why are you not giving us a way?
我相信有些弟兄姐妹在都有这样子的经历。
I believe that many brothers and sisters may have such an experience.
啊，甚至有人会觉得说，主啊，你忘记我了吗？
There are some of us who even thought that the Lord has forgotten about us.
如果你没有忘记我，你为什么不回答我？
If he did not forget us, why did he not answer us?
还是说，主啊，你不爱我了吗？
Or we may even question about the love of God for us.
你如果爱我，你为什么不帮助我？
If you love us, then why don't you help us?
啊，所以有些人就在这样子，这样，就在这当中就失去了耐心。
And in the midst of this, we lose our patience.
啊，甚至决定就转身离开。
And sometimes we even decided to depart from the sight of the Lord.
有些人就因为这样子充满了愤怒。
And some of us even filled with anger.
所以对信仰，对耶稣都是不满。
And they become very unpleased with their faith and with God.
那但是我们看大卫是怎么说的呢？
But let's look at what David says.
我们来看诗篇的第三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 39.
诗篇的第三十九篇。
Psalms chapter 39.
三十九篇的第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。第八节。
Verse 8.
求你救我脱离一切的过犯，不要使我受愚顽人的羞辱。第九节。
Verse 9.
因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语啊。啊，在这里大卫告诉我们。
Here David tells us.
说啊，大卫说我遇到很多的苦，我的生命当中有走不过去的路。
He says that I have encountered many troubles in my life.
我不知道为什么人家欺负我，我不知道为什么这些人来羞辱我。
I do not know why those people bully me or reproach me.
所以我需要你帮助。
And therefore, I need your help.
我祷告求你帮我解决我的问题。
I pray so you can resolve my issues.
啊，但是我所遭遇的既然是出于你的允许。
But whatever I have encountered,If it's out of your will,
那在我祷告之后，不论如何，我都默然不语的诚心接受。
And then after my prayer, no matter what is the result, I will be mute and I will accept it.
那说这就是我们今天在神面前应当存有的谦卑态度。
This is the humility that we should have before God.
那因为不管我们遇到什么，都是神容许的。
Because whatever we encounter, it is allowed by the Lord.
而我们的神不是不知道我们痛苦的神。
And our God is not a God who does not understand our pains.
啊，所以我们祷告，我们祈求，然后我们学会交托。
And therefore we pray and we learn to entrust.
那即使耶稣一言不答，我也是忍耐等候到底。
Even though the Lord may not answer me with a single word, but I will patiently wait till the end.
啊，所以虽然耶稣没有理他。
And even though the Lord did not answer the woman,
啊，但是啊，这个妇人却直接就跑到他的面前。
But the woman directly went and kneeled before Lord Jesus.
我们来看马太福音的第十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节，耶稣说：“我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”二十五节
，Verse 25。
那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”啊，在这里呢，这个妇人并没有因为耶稣不理他而失望而转身离开。
This woman did not lose heart just simply because Lord Jesus did not answer her.
为什么？因为现在我们在讲的是他的女儿在受苦啊。
Why? Because right now it is her daughter who is suffering.
所以对她来讲，她女儿的痛苦比她自己遭遇的被冷漠来的重要的太多了。
And so to her, the pain that her daughter is going through is a lot more important than the cold shoulder that Lord Jesus just gave her.
所以因为这个妇人她对价值观看得非常的清楚。
Because she truly understands her values.
哦，到底什么才是重要的？
What is truly important?
啊，是被耶稣冷落，是耶稣不理他，是耶稣一言不答吗？
Is it Jesus Christ neglecting her, not answering her?
还是我的女儿很痛苦，我的家里一团混乱，我的人生走不下去了？
Or that my daughter is in pain, my household is in a mess, and my life can no longer continue on.
所以相比我女儿的痛苦，相比我女儿的未来，这点脸面算什么呢？
So in comparison to the future of my daughter and her happiness, what else matters?
所以有时候今天一个人如果价值观判断不正确，
And therefore, if a person is unable to correctly distinguish these values,
在信仰路上要走完非常困难。
It is very hard to finish the journey of faith.
有时候我们会听到啊，有些人啊，一点点小事就不来教会了。
Sometimes we hear examples of how people will stop coming to church because of a small issue they encounter.
啊，谁对我不好啦？谁对我不客气啦？谁讲话伤到我啦？谁没有尊重我啦？
Such as who disrespected me, who said something, who mistreated me.
教会里面煮的东西我不喜欢吃这种啦。
Or, I don't like the food that church prepared.
有时候啊，我们会觉得啊，一个人真的不知道在想什么。
Sometimes we really don't understand what goes through one's mind.
我们今天在谈的是什么？
What are we talking about here today?
我们在谈的是灵魂救恩跟永恒的生命。
We're talking about the spirit, the salvation, and eternal life.
难道这一些你的灵魂，你永恒的救恩不比这么一点点的小事来的重要吗？
Isn't your spirit and your eternal life a lot more important than small issues such as those?
别人对你别人讲话伤了你，你很难过。
Someone may have said something and hurt you.
这个我们可以理解。
That we all can understand.
但是为了这样子而放弃你自己的信仰，难道你不觉得很愚昧吗？
But for such a small issue, you forsake your faith.Wouldn't you find yourself being foolish?
难道你自己的灵魂没有比这些别人讲的话更加的重要吗？
Isn't your spirit a lot more important than what the words that come out from someone else's mouth?
对，价值观判断要正确。
And therefore, we must be able to correctly judge our value.
你的人生选择才会有智慧。
Then the choices that we make in life will come with wisdom.
所以耶稣不理他。
And therefore, Lord Jesus...did not answer her.
耶稣说，这个帮助这个外邦妇女跟我一点关系都没有。
And he instead replied that helping this Gentile woman has nothing to do with me.
我是为以色列家来的。
Because I came for the household of Israel.
这个啊，外邦人啊，没有，我不需要到他，不需要到我的面前来。
As a Gentile, they don't need to come before me.
但是接下来我们所看见的是。这妇人就过来拜他。
But what we later see is this woman came before him and worshiped him.
然后跟他讲说，你要帮我，你一定要帮我。
And cried out that you must help me, you must help me.
因为这个妇人她很清楚自己要什么。
Because this woman clearly understands her needs.
所以她绝不离开，一定要得到帮助。
And therefore, no matter what happens, she will for sure not depart.
也因为有这种坚持到底的心
And because she has such persistence
所以她才能够真正见证到主耶稣的恩典
Then she can truly witness the grace of God
所以我们今天在祷告当中求神帮助在信仰路上行走天路
And today as we come before the Lord to ask for his grace and we ask for his help in our journey of faith
你要愿意为一点点的小事，为人际上的冲突，为你的心情不高兴而丢掉、抛弃你的信仰吗？
Are you willing to forsake your faith for matters so tiny as what somebody else said or somebody else mistreating you?
所以我们求主耶稣啊，都要赐给我们智慧，让我们做一个让我们做一个有智慧的人。
And so we all ask God to grant us wisdom, so we become one with wisdom.
所以啊，当他来到耶稣面前说：“主啊，主啊，你帮我。”
And so when she came before the Lord and asked him to help her,
在这里主耶稣讲了一句很有名的话。
Here, Lord Jesus said something that was very well known.
他说啊, 不好把儿女的饼丢给狗吃啊。
He said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
那当然这句话并不是一句很礼貌的话。
Of course, you wouldn't say that this is a very polite saying.
其实对以色列人来讲啊, 他们常常把这种话放在心中。
Actually, for the Israelites, they often would say it in their heart.
因为他们觉得他们是选民，他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because they see themselves as being the chosen people of God, as being the descendants of Abraham.
所以对以色列人来讲，他们本来就看外邦人是不洁净的，像猪像狗一样。
And so naturally, they see the Gentiles as being dogs, as being as pigs, as unclean animals.
但是啊，通常人家都是把这句话放在心里而已啊。
But most of the times, they will leave this thought just in their minds.
但是啊，主耶稣就直接挑明了，不好把儿女的饼啊丢给狗吃啊。But
here, Jesus directly just said it out straight to the woman's face.
那好像这种话非常伤人，如同打在这个妇人的脸上。
This saying is quite hurtful, and he just threw it onto her.
但是啊，这个妇人说。 狗也没有关系，但是狗会吃主人桌上掉下来的这个碎饼吧。
But this woman said, it's okay even if I'm a dog, because even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
在圣经里面常常讲到狗。
In the Bible, dog is often mentioned.
但是啊，这个狗通常都是用在不洁净啦、讨厌的啦，这个是不蒙喜悦的。
And but most of the times when dog is referred, is referred as an unclean animal, someone a spiteful event or as unfortunate.
但是啊，在这里所出现的圣经当中唯一用到的这里的小狗这个字啊，它的狗是不太一样的字啊。
But here the Bible uses specific the word little dogs.
它只用在两个地方。
It is only used twice.
一次就是马太福音的第十六章。
Once is in Matthew chapter 15.
一次是马可福音的第七章。
And the other time is in Mark chapter 7.
但是讲的是同一件事情啊。
But both recordings refers to the same incident.
马可福音第七章讲的跟这里是一样的这个迦南妇人。
In Mark chapter 7 is also referring to this the event of the woman of Canaan.
意思就是说主耶稣所用的圣经当中唯一一次的用这个小狗家里的宠物犬用在这个妇人身上啊。
And this is the only time in which Jesus referred these little dogs as the pets of the household, and he used it referring to this woman of Canaan.
所以啊，狗有不一样的狗啊。
And therefore, you see that dogs have different types of dogs.
你可以做污秽的、远离的、那个在外面的、流浪的，你可以去做这种狗。
You can be those who are unclean, the one wandering outside, the homeless dogs.
但是啊，在这里圣经当中却出现了另外一种可以吃碎渣的狗啊。
But here in the Bible, here refers to little dogs can eat crumbs.
因为它是住家中，是宠物，是能够分享主人桌上掉下来的恩典。Because
this is a pet, this is a household pet, and it's a dog that can enjoy the crumbs that fall off from the master's table.
所以啊，当这个妇人说出来，主啊，没有关系啊，狗啊，狗，我只要你掉出一点点恩典，我就很满足了。Therefore,
this woman replied, "It's okay, Lord, if you call me a dog, as long as I can enjoy the crumbs off your table." I am satisfied.
主啊，我只要能够留在你的家中，不管怎么样，我都会心满意足。
As long as I can still remain in your household, then I am pleased.
这个是这个妇人要蒙恩的决心。
And this is the determination the woman has in receiving the grace of God.
也是她得到耶稣称赞的关键。
And this is the key of why she received praise from the Lord Jesus.
所以当他说主啊，狗也可以吃主人掉下来的这些碎渣啊。
And when she replies that even little dogs can eat the crumbs off the master's table.
因为这个狗是有主人的。
And because this dog has a master.
因为它有主人，它住在家中。
And because the dog has a master, it lives in a house.
所以桌上掉下来的碎渣我就很满意了。
And therefore I am quite satisfied just collecting the crumbs from the table.
所以啊，他基本上就是说你是我的主。
And so what she simply she's saying is that Lord, you are my master.
而且你是绝对有大能的。
And you are the absolute one that has authority.
我只要你露出来，手指缝里露出来一点点恩典，就可以满足我所有的需要。
I only need to collect the crumbs that fall off from your hand, and it can fill all my needs.
所以啊，耶稣说啊，妇人，你的信心是大的。
And for that reason, Jesus answered, "O woman, great is your faith."
他说，我照着你所要的给你成全。
According to what you desire, I will fulfill it for you.
那个时候她的女儿就好了。
And at that moment, her daughter was healed.
她的信心，这个妇人的信心为什么是大的呢？
Why is this woman of great faith?
是因为主耶稣不理她，她没有离开吗？
Is it because she did not depart when Lord Jesus ignored her?
还是因为主耶稣叫她狗，她也没关系呢？
Or is it because she didn't mind that Lord Jesus Christ called him little dog?
我们不要忘了，主耶稣讲说，妇人，你的信心是大的，是信心哦。
Don't forget that here, Lord Jesus said, "Woman, your faith is great."
到底这个信心表现在哪里？
So where is this faith portrayed?
信心表现在从头到尾，这个妇人看耶稣看得比大家都清楚。
And it's that she clearly sees and understands right from the beginning till the end who is Lord Jesus.
就是你是我唯一的依靠跟唯一的帮助。
And that is, you are my only reliance and my only aid.
在当代很多人在跟随耶稣。
Today, there are many people who follow Lord Jesus.
在那个年代，很多人在跟随耶稣。
In that age, there are many people following Lord Jesus.
甚至有使徒常在耶稣的身边。
And there were disciples often around Jesus.
但是我必须说，大部分的他们看耶稣都没有这个外邦迦南妇人看得清楚。
But I have to say that most people does not know Lord Jesus as clear as what this woman knows and understands about Lord.
因为这个妇人已经看到了说耶稣你就是那个全能的救主啊。
Because this woman came to understand that Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
所以你不回答很正常。
And so if you don't reply me, it's very normal.
你不帮我，我也没有意见。
And if you don't help me, I have no opinion.
你叫我是狗，我也接受。
And you call me I'm a dog, I will simply accept it.
不管你怎么对我，我都知道说，因为你是那全能的神。
No matter how you treat me, it doesn't matter because I know you are the all-powerful God.
而你是我唯一的帮助跟唯一的依靠。
And you are my only reliance and my only aid.
所以因为看得很清楚。
And because she can clearly see this.
所以抓主耶稣抓得非常紧。
And therefore she...hold on to Lord Jesus quite tightly.
没有什么可以使他与基督分开。
Because there's nothing that can depart her and Christ.
因为耶稣是他唯一的答案。
Because Lord Jesus is her only answer.
所以这因为有这样子的信心。
And because she has such a faith.
所以主耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的。
For this reason, Lord Jesus said, "Woman, your faith is great."
按照你所求的给你成全啊。
And I will fulfill according to what you ask.
所以求主耶稣也让我们每一个人都有这样子的看见。
And let us all also ask the Lord that we may have such an understanding.
人生当中高高低低遇到什么其实都不是很重要啊。
It's not important what we run through in life.
但是一个人如果真正看清楚看见耶稣
But if one truly sees clearly about the Lord Jesus Christ
那就没有什么能够使他与基督隔绝
Then there is nothing that can stand in between him and the Lord
所以求主耶稣加添我们大家力量
So may God strengthen us
能够像这个妇人一样抓住耶稣
Like this woman we will grasp on tightly to God
愿主耶稣祝福
To Jesus May God bless us all
一起来唱诗232首
Let us sing hymn 232